Classic Hits Sports presentation. Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents High School Basketball.
Pleasanton ball underneath their own hoop. Going from the left side, trying to go back door. They get it inside. The shot is up. The shot is good. And Janacek will also be fouled.
Tonight, it's the semifinals of the boys' D2-8 subdistrict at Kearney Catholic. Up first, top-seeded Loomis takes on conference foe Axtell, followed by Pleasanton taking on Bertrand. High school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Out of the left-hand wing, they've got it to Rademacher. Back up top, they try to force it inside to Matt Houston. Does a good job just to pick it up, kick it back out to Clay McCall, who hits the free throw line jumper. He's got 7 points. A 7-0 start to the fourth quarter here for Loomis.
Loomis looks to down Axtell for the second time this year, while Bertrand and Pleasanton have split their first two meetings. The winners advance to Thursday's final here on Classic Hits 98.9. It's the D2-8 boys semifinals coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seat pregame show. We'll take you live to Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seat.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back, everyone, to Cope Coliseum here at Kearney Catholic High School for continuing coverage of the boys' D2-8 sub-district semifinal. Game 2 has the Pleasanton Bulldogs taking on the Bertrand Vikings. Doug Duda with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show as the Vikings and Bulldogs get ready to play for the third time this season. The first meeting was back on December 19th as part of the Pleasanton pre-holiday tournament, and it was all Pleasanton that night, winning the ball game by a score of 61-43. The teams just played a week ago Saturday. Now, that was the night after Pleasanton beat Loomis in double overtime, but Bertrand jumped out to a 19-6 lead and held on for a 55-54 win over these Bulldogs. The winner will advance on to play Loomis in the sub-district final Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Loomis pulled away in the fourth quarter for a 45-29 win over Axtell. Let's take a look now at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. First off, for the Bertrand Vikings, number 3 is a 5'10" junior, Nick High. Number 13, 5'11" senior, Michael Edgren. Number 25, 5'9" senior, Chance Younger. Number 31, 5'8" sophomore, Robert Edgren. And number 43, 6'3" senior, Calvin Hunhoff. Head coach of the Bertrand Vikings is Craig Newcomb, assisted by Jordan High. Bertrand is 11-10 on the season, winning their last two. For Pleasanton, number 13, 5'7" senior is Austin Pates. Number 21, 5'10" senior, Caleb Pritchard. Number 23, 5'9" senior, Colin Janacek. Number 25, 5'8" senior, Caden Zwiener. And number 35, a 5'10" senior, Derek Tolles. Head coach of the Bulldogs is Brandon Cavan, assisted by John Klosterman. Pleasanton, the number 2 seed of the sub-district, is ranked 8th in the state with a record of 13-6. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you at Five Points Bank. And we'll tip it off right after this.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. The ball is in the air, and being the home team tonight, Bertrand has won the opening tip. And they'll go from right to left, Pleasanton from left to right. Immediately to Michael Edgren. Nobody guards him. He drives the left side of the lane, puts the finger roll up. No good. The ball tipped out of bounds. It'll belong to Pleasanton. Again, neither one of these teams has a wild card shot, so they've got a win tonight as Pleasanton gets a long outlet pass down the low block to Tolles. Don't take the shot. Kick it back out on the wing to Janicek. He drives. Shot's no good. Offensive rebound underneath, and the shot of Tolles is blocked out of there by Michael Edgren. And we go fast break to the other end, get it into the corner for a three-pointer. It's off the mark. No good for Bertrand. Fight for the rebound, and it's going to be put back up and in, but they're going to call a jump ball first. Calvin Hunhoff got the loose ball, but then they call a tie-up and give the ball to Pleasanton on the alternating possession. Earlier tonight, Minden advanced on over Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll tell you about it in a minute as Pace drives to the right side, leans it up and in. Austin Pace with the first bucket of the ball game, and Pleasanton is up by a count of 2-0. St. Cecilia steadily pulling away in this game. Steadily pulling away, one at 58-46. Here, Hunhoff gets it inside, posts up and scores. Calvin Hunhoff, second leading scorer right behind Chance Younger, and we're tied at 2. Pleasanton likes to shoot the three. It looks like Bertrand's going to zone it up here on him and let him shoot a few threes if they want to. Driving the baseline, Hunhoff cuts it off. The pass out front is stolen away. Bertrand goes all the way to the other end, throwing up an off-balance shot, no good. The rebound brought down by Dalton Hand, and he's going to be fouled underneath. Or not Dalton Hand, excuse me, wrong number 31. That's Robert Edgren, and he'll go to the line and shoot two. And the first free throw here is on the way, and it is good. The foul was called on Colin Janicek. First foul of the game. Edgren hits the first free throw. Second free throw coming up, and it is good. So that makes it 4-2 in favor of Bertrand as they score the next 4 points. Ravenna 106-43 over Wood River tonight. Trying to show their dominance as Pate drives in against that zone. Puts the leaner up. No good. Offensive rebound. Backside up and in. Colin Janicek, who has been red hot over the second half of the season. Although the three guards, Pate, Pritchard, and Janicek, all right between 12 and 15 points a game. On Bertrand's side, Younger 12 points. Hunhoff about 11.7 per ball game. Nick High gets 9 per game. It'll be Bertrand basketball here, tied up at 4, early going. And the ball is going to be stolen away, but Pleasanton called for the foul. And it's going to be on Derek Tolles, his first, and the team's second. So Bertrand will take it out underneath their own hoop. Lob it into the right-hand corner, right back to Chance Younger on the baseline. He's cut off there by Pritchard. Throws it out top to Robert Edgren. Edgren drives right side of the key, leaves it off there for Younger. The ball is stolen away. First Bertrand, turnover, and then up the floor a foul will be called as Pritchard was headed to the other end. The foul on Bertrand is going to go against Robert Edgren, and Pleasanton will take it out near midcourt. Good crowd on hand tonight for the third meeting between these two teams. Right side ball fake by Pritchard. Pritchard now takes his 15-footer off the front of the iron, no good. Nick High gets the rebound for the Bertrand Vikings. Into the front court they come, kick it on the wing to Michael Edgren. There's Michael and there's Robert. Get it down to Hunhoff, dishes it back underneath to a layup is up and in for Edgren. Michael gets his first bucket, 6-4 Bertrand. Pleasanton runs the court up ahead to Janicek, gives it back off to Pritchard. Pritchard left wing for the three, it's good. And if Pleasanton hits three-point buckets, they are almost impossible to stop. And they get the lead back 7-6. Bertrand runs with him, dumps it into the corner to Younger. Younger comes around. Nice wraparound pass for the layup, Michael Edgren. Good pass on the assist that time for Younger. And it's 8-7 at the other end. Pace with a playground move, takes it to the rack, throws it up there, no good. Rebound brought down by Edgren. First chance to see Bertrand play this season. We've seen Pleasanton a handful of times as usual. But Bertrand trying to get to that sub-district final as they get it down to Hunhoff. Turnaround jumper in the low block. Spins off the iron. No good. Janicek with the rebound. Outlet pass to Pates, who tried to find Tolles underneath. The ball slides away, and Pleasanton turns it over. And then trying to steal it back, they punch the ball out of bounds. So a lot of action already. 4:32 to go here in the first quarter of play. Again, other scores. Minden beat St. Cecilia 58-46. And Ravenna beat Wood River 106-43. That could be a school record for points here. Bertrand, nice dump off underneath again. Robert Edgren with the layup. So Bertrand, they're getting the ball in deep to the block, and then they're making that short little bounce pass around the defender. And they've done that about three times now, and they're up 10-7. Here's a three at the other end by Janicek. That's off the iron, no good. Tolles rebound in traffic, up and in. Derek Tolles, the fourth different player now to score for Pleasanton, and it is 10-9. Up the floor, dribbling around pressure, Chance Younger. Down to Hunhoff, leans, makes room for himself, no good. Tries to get the offensive rebound, but Austin Pace will grab it. Kearney Catholic will play at 8 o'clock. That game's on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Also over in that Ravenna sub-district, Shelton getting ready to take on Donovan Trumbull. And that's just getting underway. Foul here on Bertrand is called on Robert Edgren, and that's his second. So it'll be a three-pointer at the top of the key. No good by Jason Nichols, who just checked in off the inbounds pass. Rebound brought down by Hunhoff. And this time, Pleasanton gets back defensively. Bertrand with the basketball. Ryan Dahlgren's in. Makes a nice move to the right baseline. Ball fake. Let him fly by. He'll score. Ryan Dahlgren, 12-9, Bertrand. It's up and down the floor, getting underneath and hitting the rim on the way up is Caleb Pritchard. Nick High will get the rebound. He'll push it into the front court, three on three. Stop the right wing, get it to Hunhoff, low block, leans it on Tolles, put it up too strong. Tolles will grab his third rebound here in the first quarter. Out to Pates, 3 minutes to go. First quarter, 12-9. Bertrand, 360 move in the paint. Pates throws up the one-hander, no good. Dahlgren grabs the rebound. Ryan pushes it up the floor, three on two. Gives it to Younger in the corner for the three. It's going to be no good. And the rebound grabbed by the Bulldogs. Timeout, Pleasanton. Coach Kavan, I think, wants to slow this track meet down a little bit, although Pleasanton loves this pace. 2:44 to go in the first quarter. Bertrand 12, Pleasanton 9. We'll be right back.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Plenty of sports action coming your way throughout the week. Sub-district boys finals on Thursday. Girls district finals on Friday. A and B boys get going this weekend. The A and B girls begin tonight. Right now, Pleasanton trying to tie it. Pritchard's three. He'll do it. Caleb Pritchard with his second three-pointer, and we're tied at 12 with 2.5 to go here in the first quarter of play. Bertrand pushes it up the floor. Nick High dribbles into the paint. There's a collision. He'll kick it out on the wing to Tanner Nelson. Over on the right side, the shot is no good, and we've got a foul underneath, fighting for the loose ball. Called on Bertrand. The foul is going to be called on Tanner Nelson. That'll be his first of the team's third. The Pleasanton fans making a lot of noise for a 3 seconds because Hunhoff fell down in the lane and just wasn't getting up. And so they wanted 3 seconds on him. Pleasanton ends up getting the basketball anyway. We are tied at 12 with 2:10 to go first quarter. Pates dribbles it off his foot as he tries to accelerate to the hoop. And the third Pleasanton turnover picked up by Ryan Dahlgren. Gets it to High, takes it to the right side of the key, lays it up with one hand and scores. First bucket for Nick High. 14-12 Bertrand. Pleasanton wastes no time. High post Janicek on the wing. Pritchard for three. That one is no good. Backside rebound grabbed by Jason Nichols of the Bulldogs. Back to the baseline they go to Tolles. Kick it out to Janicek. Finds room in the lane. Nice dish off the Tolles. He'll land up it in. Second bucket for Derek Tolles. It was Janicek who made the nice penetration and assist. 14 all. Bertrand with the basketball. Nick High back out between the circles to Ryan Dahlgren. Now they'll settle it down a little bit at midcourt with Dahlgren. Dribbles to the right side. Fakes the pass. Throws up a shot. And he's going to be fouled, they say, before the shot. And let's see who's going to be called for this one on the Bulldogs. It's going to go on Caleb Pritchard. His first, the team's third. Coming into the basketball game for Pleasanton will be Clay Weber. And for Bertrand, Chance Younger re-enters. High 1-4 here for Bertram on the inbound. They go to Younger in the right-hand corner. Back out of the wing to Nelson. Nelson up top to Michael Edgren. Edgren will dish it back to Dahlgren. Dribble the left hand to the left side of the key. Reverse it into the paint. Jumper no good. Younger offensive rebound. Back up. No good. Gets another one. Now puts it up in the paint. Still can't get it to go. And Clay Weber will pull it down. Three chances that time for Bertrand. Couldn't score. Here's Tolles to the other end, and he'll get shoved. There has not been a whole lot of basketball practice type of action going on out there. It's more of a street game right now, and the foul's going to be called on. I'm not sure who they called it on. Oh, Nolan High. Okay, Nolan just checked in. That'll be his first foul. Another foul called here as getting hooked was Colin Janicek by Tanner Nelson, and he's got two. So five fouls on Bertrand, three on Pleasanton here to get things underway. Back in now, Pleasanton's going to bring Brady Darby. So with the pace of the game, Coach Gavon going to try and use his depth because the big fella, Calvin Hunoff's on the bench for Bertrand. Pleasanton fires a three. Janicek, it comes up short, no good. Defensive rebound corralled by Michael Edgren. Long outlet pass to the other end. Younger, nowhere to go, just throws it up for grabs. Edgren grabs it, puts it up, no good. Offensive rebound put back up and in by Chance Younger. And Younger with his first bucket. 16-14 Bertrand, 30 seconds to go here, first quarter. Ball movement for a three, Weber. Left corner, good. Third three of the first quarter for Pleasanton. They regain the lead, 17-16. We're down to 15 seconds to go, first quarter. Ball on the right side, Ryan Dahlgren drives in, draws the contact, throws it up, no call either way. The ball is loose, picked up by Clay Weber with 5 seconds, 4 seconds. They're going to have to cast one up. They didn't realize how much time was left, and they will not get a shot away. At the end of the first quarter of play, it was a track meet. It is Pleasanton 17, Bertrand 16 from the D28 Boys Subdistrict Semifinal here on Classic Hits.
Plant smiles, grow laughs, harvest love. Rainbow Nursery is located between Bertrand and Loomis, north of Highway 23 on E Road at the home of Scott and Renee Davis. Rainbow Nursery offers many opportunities for you landscaping, unique plants, yard tours, presentations to many organizations on landscaping and nursery topics, as well as consultations. Rainbow Nursery has flexible hours to try and work around your busy schedule. So call before you make the drive and schedule an appointment to get everything you need for a beautiful yard and flower bed. Blessings to all of you Vikings from Rainbow Nursery.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
At the end of the first quarter of play, it's 17-16. Pleasanton and Bertrand will get the ball to start the second quarter. And we'll give you some first quarter numbers here in just a moment. Also a reminder, Adams Central, Kearney Catholic, just about ready to get underway on the breeze. They try a backdoor lob to Younger. Couldn't handle it cleanly. Ooh, picked up by his teammate who elbowed him. The shot is up, but they call a walk. Nolan High elbowed Chance Younger once he picked the basketball up. That's just the second turnover for Bertrand in the basketball game. Now Pleasanton with the basketball. They have not led by more than a bucket. Now they'll try and change that. 15-footer up and in by Caleb Pritchard. He's got a team-high 8 points, and Pleasanton leads it by three, 19-16. Walking the ball up the floor is going to be Ryan Dahlgren. Edgren, Michael, and Robert each have four to lead the way for Bertrand. And as we told you, Pritchard now has eight for Pleasanton. The ball nearly stolen away, but picked back up there by Ryan Dahlgren. Now the ball tipped out of his hands, and Bertrand turns it over on back-to-back possessions. Up the floor comes Pleasanton, and just getting in the way, Nolan High commits the foul as Janicek was coming right down the middle of the lane. Well, one thing's for sure, this is a way different pace than we saw in the first game tonight when Loomis beat Axtell 45-29. That is the sixth foul on Bertrand, three on Pleasanton. Three-point shooting, 0 of 2 for Bertrand, 3 of 7 for Pleasanton. Lots of rebounds, 11 for Bertrand, 10 for Pleasanton in the first quarter. Bulldog ball underneath their own hoop. They get it to the baseline. The short jumper is no good by Pritchard. The rebound brought down by Chance Younger, his fourth. He'll push it into the front court and hand it off there to Nick High. High tries the baseline, tries to get it to Hunhoff. The ball knocked away all the way into the backcourt and is picked up there by Colin Janicek. He feeds Pritchard, who missed the layup. And the ball goes out of bounds to Pleasanton. Austin Pates will re-enter. And Colin Janicek will check out now for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. It'll be Pleasanton ball underneath their own hoop. Jason Nichols to throw it in. Weber was open. Now the inbounds pass is tipped by High. It's loose. Pate's got it. Needs some help. He'll kick it back out, and they'll reset it. Brady Darby remains in there for Pleasanton. A little different lineup here early in the second quarter. Nichols takes the jumper. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound to High, his third. Nick pushes it up the right side. Little stutter dribble. Pulls up for the three, and it's off the heel. No good. Rebound brought down by Clay Weber. Outlet pass, and Pleasanton wants to run, but Bertrand's back defensively. So they'll slow it down, lob it over the top. Back up top, Pritchard, three, good. Third three for Caleb Pritchard. He's got 11, and it is 22-16. Pleasanton by six at the other end. Out of control, the layup is no good. They wanted a foul, didn't get it. Rebound brought down by Clay Weber. Gives it over to Austin Pates, into the right-hand corner to Pritchard. Down low, they get it to Darby. Short jumper, no good. High will get the rebound. Uses his dribble, needs some help, and coming back to help him out is going to be Michael Edgren, but we get a timeout. 5:45 to go in the first half of play. It's Pleasanton 22, Bertrand 16. We'll be right back.
Trotter Fertilizer of Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes. See Trotters for everything you need to keep your farm rolling and your crops growing, including chemicals and fertilizer. Trotter Fertilizer in Pleasanton wishes the Bulldogs good luck.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
We go to the 5:40 mark of quarter number two. And it is a six-point lead by Pleasanton. Biggest lead of the game by either team. And off the inbounds, Nick High is just going to take it right down the middle of the lane. Lay it up and in, and Bertrand's on the board here in the second quarter. 22-18 Bulldogs leading the Vikings. Trying another three is Colin Janicek. That one is no good. Ball tipped around. Chance Younger had it. Pates took it away. Threw it up, no good. Rebound brought down by Michael Edgren. They wanted a foul again on the Pleasanton side. Didn't get it. And now Bertrand a chance to make it a one-possession game. Michael Edgren on the left wing. Comes to the high post, stops, gives it off to Nick High. High jump stop and is called for the walk. That's five turnovers in 3 minutes for Bertrand after they had just one in the first quarter. Quite the basketball action here tonight. Again, in earlier games tonight, it was 45-29. Loomis over Axtell. Minden beat St. Cecilia 58-46. Here's a three-pointer on the way off the mark by Tolles, and the rebound will be brought down by Michael Edgren. Also tonight, Ravenna 106-43 over Wood River. Younger gets it inside to Hunt off, kicks it back out on the right wing. Off-balance runner is no good. They're going to call a travel on Bertrand. Coach Craig Newcomb not happy with the way his ball club is playing here over the last 3 minutes. He even called a timeout to try and settle him down. 22-18 Pleasanton driving against the zone out to Pates for the three. Fires it. It's going to be no good. High in the air to grab the rebound is Calvin Hunhoff. So Pleasanton 1-4 from downtown here in the second quarter. They're 4-11 for the game. Younger with it on the right wing. Kicks it up top to Edgren. Robert down to Hunhoff. Wheels, deals, walk. Into the ball game is Jonathan Colsheen for Pleasanton. He was in on the defense. Well, it's hard for Bertrand to score when they've turned it over seven times in this quarter and we're not even halfway through it. But yet, it's only a four-point game. Pritchard has a two and a three, and that's it for Pleasanton here. Get it down into Cole Sheen. Low block. Back out top to Pritchard. Off the dribble to the high post. He'll leave it off for Janacek. Trying to confuse Bertrand. Rolling off the screens. Back to Pritchard. Skip pass over to Tolles. Tolles on the weak side. Takes it to the baseline. Throws it back over the top of the zone to Pritchard. Pritchard in the paint. Oh, beautiful bounce pass to Cole Sheen, who's fouled. John will go to the line. Pleasanton's done that two or three times. Penetrate, draw the double team, and dish that bounce pass off. Two free throws coming up here for Jonathan Cole Sheen. Averages about 2.5 points a game, but only about a 41% free throw shooter. The foul was on Calvin Hunhoff, his first. The first of two free throws is good. 23-18. Now coming into the game, Ryan Dahlgren, Tanner Nelson, and Austin Ackerman for Bertrand. Second free throw coming up for Cole Sheen. It's on the way, and it's too strong. Rebound brought down by Ackerman. Just came in. Again, this is the third meeting between these teams this year. An 18-point win by Pleasanton the first time, a 1-point win by Bertrand just about 9 days ago. Ball goes inside. It is tipped out of bounds. It will stay with Bertrand. Three and a half to go here in the first half of play. Inbounds pass fired into the right-hand corner to Robert Edgren. Drives. The shot is up, and it is in. Edgren rolls it in there. He's got 6 points, and it's 23-20. Back over to the left-hand corner with the ball is Colin Janacek. He has just 2 points, dumps it into Cole Sheen again. John puts it up, no good. Defended well by Ackerman. The rebound comes down to Nick High, his fifth. Chance to tie with a three-pointer here for Bertrand. They'll get it into the paint to Ackerman. Kicks it out for the three. It's good. Ryan Dahlgren hits the first three of the game for Bertrand. And we're knotted up at 23 with 2:45 to go in the first half. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up. We'll give you the first half stats. Look back at game one, which Loomis won. Score updates and more, so keep it here. Foul called on the Vikings. And a 1-1 is coming up. The foul is on Ackerman. And at the line to shoot the 1-1 will be Caleb Pritchard. He's got a game-high 11 points. He's hit three threes. This will be the first free throw attempt of the game. And it's no good. The rebound will be grabbed by Tanner Nelson. And Nelson will give it off to Edgren, who makes a long outlet pass to Dahlgren in the front court, stops the right side and goes to High. Nick, a couple of buckets in the game. Does a little dribbling exhibition out on the right side, off the pick, drives all the way to the left side, just throws a wild one up, no good, and they call him for a travel. That is the eighth turnover of the quarter on Bertrand, 9 in the game. Pleasanton had 3 turnovers in the first quarter, 0 so far in the second quarter. Now Bertrand will have to put a little pressure on in the backcourt, but Pleasanton's able to find Pritchard, and then he's wide open, takes it all the way down the floor. Little contact, they call it for a charge. Pretty good flop there by Nick High. That'll be the second foul on Pritchard. That's one of those, what do you do? It was a pretty good flop. It was probably a no call, but they call that one on Pritchard. Next time, I'm sure it'll go the other way. We're tied at 23, and Bertrand now going to try and take the lead back. They had an early lead in this basketball game of 4, but fell behind by as many as 6. They've tied it up. Now the pass knocked away Tolles, but running up Ackerman grabs it out between the circles. He'll swing it over to the right side to Edgren. Robert gets it under control against the Pleasanton man-to-man. Top of the key to Tanner Nelson. Gives it off left side to Nick High. In the paint to Ackerman, and reaching in to knock the ball away is Caleb Pritchard, but they call him for his third personal foul. Pritchard thought he got a lot of basketball, but instead they'll call him for his third foul. He's going to have to check out, and coming in will be Brady Darby. And Bertrand has it underneath their own hoop, but on the inbound, Austin Pates steals the basketball away, and then his goggles go flying, so they'll stop play to pick those babies up. And Pleasanton will throw them in. 1:45 to go. Two different quarters even. It was 17-16 at the end of one. And now Pleasanton has 6 points and Bertrand has 7 in this quarter. Pates brings it into the paint, leaves it off for Weber in the right-hand corner. Squares, can't shoot, drives and kicks it out. Quick reversal over to the left wing to Janacek. Janacek comes to the high post. Pritchard, their leading scorer on the bench with three fouls. Weber, long three, left-hand corner, off the iron, and then over the backboard. Pleasanton has missed four in a row from downtown as they have really cooled off. They have just 1 point in the last 4.5 minutes, but yet are tied at 23. Kansas State has upset number 3 Missouri in college basketball tonight, 78-68. Here, Bertrand gets it backside to High. How did he catch that ball? Then he lives it off for Nelson, who wasn't expecting it, and he walked with the basketball. 10 turnovers for Bertrand in this quarter, and they're not trailing. If my numbers are right, Bertrand has 10 turnovers and Pleasanton has none in this quarter, and we got a tie game. So Pleasanton shooting about 4%, it would seem, in this second quarter. Pates drives in over Hunhoff. Calvin blocks the shot. Ball is deflected away. It goes out of bounds to Bertrand. 1 minute before halftime. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. So stay with us here on Classic Hits. KKPR-FM, Kearney, Pleasanton, Bertrand. Chance to take the lead again here for the Vikings. Nick High up top. Pates forces him to use the left hand. Picks the dribble up. He'll go to Younger. Younger dribbles right side. His pass knocked away by Pates and out of bounds. 45 seconds to go here in the first half. Tied at 23. And to throw it, it'll be Nick High. Unguarded. Hunhoff tries to get it. The ball is kicked out of bounds. And Bertrand will have to do it again. Now Ryan Dahlgren will throw it in. And he'll get it to Nick High out between the circles. Nick, off the pick, switches, comes to the baseline, pull-up jumper from 8, too strong. Offensive rebound by Ackerman. Ackerman tries to force it underneath to the big fella Hunhoff. He hits the bottom of the rim, gets it back, puts it up and in. Hunhoff kept battling inside, and Bertrand regains the lead, 25-23, 25 seconds to go in a half. Front court, Janacek. Collin working there on Younger, brings him to the high post, swings it right side, Weber. Good drop step, then has it poked away from behind. The ball goes out of bounds off of Pleasanton. And that'll be their first turnover of the quarter. 14 seconds to go. Bertrand's got a chance for the last shot of the half. And let's see if they can get it done. Looking, full court pressure. Inbounds pass is tipped out of bounds by Brady Darby. So that'll move him about 15 feet up the floor, 20 feet up the floor. And they'll try to throw it in again. Baseball pass, trying to get it to Hunhoff. It's loose, but Calvin runs it down in the right-hand corner. Now backs his way in. Spin move off the glass. It's in and out. No good. Rebound brought down by Janacek. Janacek up the floor. Gets fouled. Now Bertrand will put them at the line to shoot a one-at-one. Good hustle that time by Colin Janacek, who goes to the line for the first time with 3 seconds remaining. The foul's on Chance Younger. If he can hit them both, it'll tie the game. The front end of the 1-1 is up and no good. Rebound brought down by Hunhoff. Dahlgren from three-quarter court lets it go. It's no good. And that is the end of the first half of play in the boys' D28 sub-district semifinals between the second seed Pleasanton and the third seed Bertrand. But at the half, it's Bertrand 25, Pleasanton 23. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this on Classic Hits.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
And welcome back to Kearney Catholic High School, side of the D28 boys sub-districts, and we are at halftime, where it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business and residential service, Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. And at the half, it's Bertrand 25 and Pleasanton 23. They are just in the first quarter over on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Kearney Catholic is playing Hastings Adams Central. The winner will get Minden on Thursday. Minden pulled away in the fourth quarter for a 58-46 win over Hastings St. Cecilia. That ends the Blue Hawks' impressive run. What a sub-district that has been, though. Just an incredible, incredible run by those Blue Hawks over there, who were able to bring home multiple state championships here over the last handful of years. But with the sub-district, with everybody in that sub-district, of course, picking up some great, great wins, and all had winning records. St. Cecilia will not get back to state. They were the three-time champion. The Norfolk Catholic won it last year over Minden. Minden trying to get back to that state championship and that state tournament. Kearney Catholic has an outside chance of a wild card should they lose in that sub-district. And again, that's airing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Also tonight, Ravenna runs all over Wood River, 106-43. They will play the Shelton Donovan Trumbull winner coming up on Thursday. And earlier tonight, here at Cope Gymnasium, it was the Loomis Wolves winning over Axtell 45-29. That was the second lowest point total for Axtell this year, the third lowest for Loomis, 19-13 at the half. Axtell kind of got their way in this basketball game, but they just couldn't find a way to score. They were led tonight by Jordan Miller with 13 points in his final game. 8 rebounds apiece for Brandon Benson and Dalton Bergstrom for Loomis. Pretty balanced. Kalen Anderson with 14, Shane Sundquist with 12, Clay McNall with 11, and Matt Houston had 10 rebounds in the game. 16-5, Loomis will play the winner of this game Thursday night at 7 here at Kearney Catholic, and we'll have it for you right here on Classic Hits 98.9. Also going on, the Kearney girls and Grand Island girls are playing in their Class A district semifinals tonight. The boys' Class A and B district finals get going on Saturday. Kearney will play Omaha Westside at Omaha Central on Saturday night at 7. Grand Island will play Creighton Prep at Norfolk Saturday night at 7 o'clock. And also B5 action going on at Kearney High. Girls district finals coming your way on Friday here on Classic Hits. Centura will take on Blue Hill at Hastings College, and it will be Giltner taking on Litchfield in Minden, and you'll hear that game on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Also in girls' sub-district action, it will be all Friday night in classes C and D. Minden takes on Valentine, and Amherst will be taking on Hitchcock County, who is undefeated on the season, and that game is out at North Platte Community College. So some big-time games going on Friday night with a chance to get to the state tournament. Again, Minden Valentine will be at Broken Bow on Friday. These are girls' district finals. Other games that involve teams from our area, Blue Hill Centura at Hastings High here on Classic Hits. Also in Class D, you have got the Amherst-Hitchcock County game out at North Platte Community College, Giltner-Litchfield at Minden, Ansley-Juanita Palisade out at Hershey. We'll take a break and come back with the first half stats of our game, which Bertrand leads over Pleasanton 25-23, right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton. See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all the vaccinations they need to stay healthy. Pleasanton Livestock also carries Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in today and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service.
our producer engineer, Stacy Johns. I'm Doug Duda, back with you at Cope Gymnasium. Thanks to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. And congratulations to the wrestlers from our area teams that brought home medals this past weekend from Omaha. Let's take a look now at the first half stats. First of all, for Pleasanton, Jason Nichols has a rebound. Austin Pates, 2 points and a rebound. Caleb Pritchard leads the way with 11 points. Colin Janicek, 2 points and 4 rebounds. Clay Weber hit a three-point bucket for his total, 4 rebounds. Derek Tolles, 4 points and 3 rebounds. And John Colsheen has 1 point. 10 rebounds in the first quarter, 3 in the second. The free throws were in the second quarter where the Dogs were 1 of 4. 3-point shooting, 3 of 7 in the first quarter and 1 of 5 in the second quarter. Turnovers, 3 in the first and 1 in the second. Foul situation, Caleb Pritchard, the team's leading scorer so far tonight, on the bench the last 3 minutes with 3 fouls. Nobody else with more than one. Pleasanton had 17 points in the first quarter, but only 6 in the second. And at the half, 23 points, 13 rebounds. 1 out of 4 at the free throw line, 4 of 12 from 3-point land, and 4 turnovers. For Bertrand, Nick High, 4 points, 5 rebounds. Ryan Dahlgren, 5 points, 1 rebound. Michael Edgren, 4 points, 3 rebounds and a block. Tanner Nelson has a rebound. Chance Younger, 2 points, 5 rebounds. Robert Edgren, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Austin Ackerman, 2 rebounds. And Calvin Hunhoff, 4 points, 5 rebounds, and 1 block shot. 11 rebounds in the first quarter, 13 in the second. They've been to the line one time hitting a pair. 3-point shooting, 0 of 2 in the first, 1 of 2 in the second. Turnovers, 1 in the first, 10 in the second quarter of play. Foul situation, 2 apiece on Tanner Nelson, Robert Edgren, and Nolan High. 16 points in the first quarter, 9 in the second, and at the half for Bertrand, 25 points, 24 rebounds, 2 of 2 at the free throw line, 1 of 4 from 3-point land, 2 blocks and 11 turnovers. And at the half, it's Bertrand 25, Pleasanton 23 in the third meeting of the year between these two teams. They've split the first two, but tonight the one that counts, win in advance, lose, and get ready for the spring sports season. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. After one quarter of play, it's Kearney Catholic 15 and Adams Central 6 after one. That game currently going on, The Breeze, 94.5 FM. We'll be back with the second half here at Kearney Catholic after this.
The Bank of Bertrand thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. The Bank of Bertrand is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your banking, from commercial to professional. The Bank of Bertrand has everything you need to keep your farm, home, and business running. The Bank of Bertrand, member FDIC, an equal housing lender, very proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
We're ready to get to the third quarter of play here. As always, thanks to Athletic Director Rick Petrie and the fine folks at Kearney Catholic for their hospitality. 25-23 in favor of Bertrand. Pleasanton will get the ball to start the third quarter of play. Man-to-man defense by the Vikings. Ball in the hands here of Colin Janicek. Over to Pritchard. Pritchard to the high post. Pulls up from 10 and hits it. So Pritchard, 13 points now. Ties it up at 25. And here comes Bertrand the other way. It was a pretty high-paced first quarter. Then the teams couldn't make anything in the second quarter. And Hunhoff hits the jumper here from 8. And Hunhoff with a bucket in each quarter. So a good start for both teams to the third quarter, hitting their first shot. Now Tolles penetrates out to Pates for the 3. It's off the back iron for Austin. Rebound high in the air. Trying to grab it was Zwiener, but it ends up in the hands of Chance Younger, his 6th forward. Over to High. Nolan tries the left side. Gives it off to the left-hander, Michael Edgren. The set shot is up and in. 6 points for Edgren. 29-25. Bertrand equaling their largest lead of the ball game at 4 points. Pleasanton was up by 6 at 1 point in the first half. Left wing, they get it. Driving again is Pritchard. Pulls up. Now passes it off to Zwiener. Back to Pritchard. Outside the arc, comes off the screen. Hunhoff was on him, but he picked his dribble up. Now gets it to Tolles. That paint is open. Bounce pass there to Zwinger, who lays it up and in. His first bucket. The assist goes to Derek Tolles, but when Hunhoff came out of the paint, that made a lot more room for Pleasanton. Younger into the front court. He drives. He dishes it. And they're going to call him for another charge, running over the top of Derek Tolles. Second foul on Chance Younger. He threw the pass off, but then continued running through the lane and bowled right over the top of Tolles. 29-27. Bertrand by two. 90 seconds into the third quarter of play. The winner gets Loomis on Thursday night. Pates with it to the high post. Draws the double team and gives it to Pritchard. Looks at the three. He's covered there by Edgren. Now puts it on the floor, dribbles into the double team, gives it off to Tolles. There's a seam by Hunhoff, kicks it to the wing, left corner, Pates for three. It's in and out, no good. And the rebound brought down by Nick High. And to the other end they go. Into the baseline with it is High. Tries to get it to Hunhoff. The ball slapped away, and the ball goes out of bounds. Halftime, Amherst leading Litchfield 20-18. The halftime score, Amherst and Litchfield boys going on down at Minden. Kearney Catholic's up 14-6 at the end of one quarter against Adams Central. Back here, it's 29-27. Bertrand trying to extend the lead. Back into the ball game is Robert Edgren. Now gives it off to Dahlgren. Dahlgren tries to lob it inside, deflected out of bounds. 5:51 to go here in the third quarter. Kennesaw, Wilcox held with winner, would take on the Amherst Litchfield winner. Kennesaw was the number one seed. Over on the right side, it's going to be knocked away momentarily. Tolles couldn't get up the floor with it, though, and it stays with Bertrand. Bertrand, skip pass over the top, faking the three is going to be Edgren. Michael dishes it off into the paint. One too many passes to Hunhoff. They throw it at his feet and out of bounds. First turnover of the second half on Bertrand. And we've got a timeout on the floor. 5:34 to go here in the third quarter of play. A 30-second timeout by the Vikings. It's 29-27 Bertrand on Classic Hits.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside is Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Another two. A Nicola. Is that good?
Cremosa, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosa.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
5:34 remaining in our third quarter. You're listening to high school basketball on KKPR-FM. Kearney Pleasanton Bertrand and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Off the inbounds, one pass. Weber casts up the three. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Ryan Dahlgren. Pleasanton has missed their last 7 3-point attempts. Hunhoff at the other end gets the nice bounce pass from Younger and lays it up and in. 8 points for Calvin Hunhoff, and it's 31-27. Bertrand with a 4-point lead over Pleasanton. 5:10 to go in the third quarter as Pace brings it to the top of the key. Gives it off there to Colin Janicek. But right now, Caleb Pritchard's about the only one that's got anything going offensively. Pates into the paint. Good bounce pass to Tolles. Everybody flies by. Hunhoff then comes up and blocks the shot. And Bertrand will grab the loose ball. Hunhoff held his ground there, the 6'3 senior. Getting his second block. Now they go to Hunhoff. Kicks it back out. Dahlgren in the paint. The runner is up, and it is in. Ryan Dahlgren with 7 points in the game. And it's a 6-point lead for Bertrand. Their largest of the contest, 33-27. Pates has it for Pleasanton. Pleasanton has scored 10 points in 11 and a half minutes now. Right side with it. Weber tries another three. That's in. Nothing but net for Clay Weber. And that will fall over the ice off the rim. Cut the lead in half to three. 33-30 Bertrand. Pleasanton now 5 of 16 from three-point land. Hunhoff on the low block. Turnaround jumper over Tolles. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Pritchard. Tell you what, whoever's guarding Hunhoff, and it's been Tolles most of the night, the tough assignment. He's done good. Now Tolles to the other end, runs into a trio of Bertrand Vikings, and they're just going to say the ball went out of bounds. I'm not sure they knew who to call the foul on, so they just called the ball out of bounds. And Pleasanton will throw it in. Tolles to do so, unguarded, Has to go to his outlet out toward midcourt. Weber to Pace. Pace off the high pick. Now uses his dribble up and waits for a teammate. Colin Janicek comes and gets it. He'll penetrate. 360 in the paint. Back out Weber. Top of the key. Another three. That's going to be short. No good. Pates, the little fella, gets the board. Then it's taken away. Hunhoff comes up with a loose ball. Well, that first quarter promised us a game that might be in the 70s. This one, since, has changed. Hunhoff double team. Swings it to the left elbow. Pull-up jumper Michael Edgren from 15. No good. Clay Weber, who's played pretty solid tonight, gets another rebound. His fifth. And up the floor with it will be Colin Janicek. In those red traveling uniforms, he'll bring it to the right elbow. Swing it back over to Toll from the left elbow. Into the double team to Weber. Try another three. The lefty can't get that one to go. And on the rebound, we've got an over-the-back foul called on Bertrand. Give the offensive board to Derek Tolles, it appears. And the shove going to be called on Robert Edgren. His third, the team's second. Into the ball game, Austin Ackerman for Bertrand and Brady Darby for Pleasanton. No, they're going to call it on Michael Edgren, so let's change that. It was 13, not 31. Michael, not Robert. Pates, crossover dribble, gets by his man, takes it to the rack, puts it up, and scores. Austin Pates had to get around two defenders, drew some contact, but able to finish his second bucket. 33-32, Bertrand lead cut to one, try to lob it into Ackerman. Somehow he got a fingertip on it and controls it. Now he makes a good backdoor bounce pass underneath, finds Robert Edgren for the layup. Well, once Ackerman controlled the basketball, he did a great job of finding the open man. 35-32, Pleasanton drives and kicks it to Weber. He's a three-point shooting machine right now, but he hit one and now has missed three in a row. The rebound brought down by Ackerman, his third. Pleasanton not really running much of an offense besides penetrate and dish and go ahead and shoot the ball. Younger with it. Up top to Edgren. Over to Dahlgren. Left-hand corner, ball fake by Robert Edgren. Comes in and draws some contact. And a foul will be called. They're going to call it on Colin Janicek. His second, first foul of the half on Pleasanton. Back in will be Nick High for the Bertrand Vikings. It'll be their ball underneath their own hoop, leading it by three, 35-32. Inbound to Younger, back to High. Try to get a three, he's covered. To Dahlgren, finds a seam, he's fouled on the shot. Ryan Dahlgren going to go to the line here to shoot a pair of free throws. Foul is on Austin Pates, his first. And for Ryan Dahlgren, first trip to the line, has 7 points. This is only the second trip to the line in the entire game for Bertrand. And the free throw is on the way and good. 36-32, Bertrand. Ryan Dahlgren trying to extend the lead here. And the second free throw now. On the way, and it is good. So Dahlgren hits them both. He's got 9 off the bench tonight for Coach Newcomb. 37-32, Bertrand's lead is back up to 5 with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Pates finds the seam, draws the contact, and the shot is no good. Two free throws coming up for Pates. Bertrand didn't close that defense up solid enough, so Pates said, I'll take it in there, see what happens. And Austin will go to the line. Pleasanton is 1 of 4 as a team from the free throw line. Pates, 4 points, first free throw of the night is good. 37-33, Bertrand, 1:56 to go in the third quarter. The winner plays Loomis Thursday night. Loomis beat Axtell 45-29. Second free throw right through there for Austin Pates. Pates, a 65% free throw shooter on the season, 37-34. Younger pushes the ball off the floor, dumps it in the right-hand corner for Edgren. Michael takes a drive, now gives it off the High up top. High left side of the lane, throws it up and draws the foul and gets two free throws. So Nicholas High will go to the line for the first time tonight. And the third foul called on Colin Janicek. So Pritchard and Janicek each with 3 now for the Bulldogs. Free throw is up, and it's sitting on a rim and in. High got the shooter's bounce, 38-34. Second free throw on the way, and it's right through there. So High hits them both. Bertrand's 4-for-4 at the line here in the quarter. 39-34, long pass to Pates. Open three, fakes, drives off the glass, no good. Rebound. Pulled down by Pleasanton, and then trying to clear things out is Austin Ackerman. His second foul. It looked like Brady Darby had the ball, and then all of a sudden it was dislodged, and apparently that's why. So it'll be Pleasanton ball underneath their own hoop. Jason Nichols is in, gives it to Darby. Left-hand corner, one dribble, skip pass up top for a long three. Janacek spins around and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Ryan Dahlgren. Pleasanton really relying on the three here in this third quarter, and they've only made one. Here's the cutter, Ackerman. Offensive foul, that's the third time. Ackerman flying down the lane, a little out of control. And drawing the charge is Jason Nichols. That'll be the third foul on Austin Ackerman. And back over to the Bulldogs with 1:19 to go here in the third quarter of play. 39-34, Bertrand. Again, Pleasanton won by 18 when they played in the Pleasanton pre-holiday tournament. In the regular season game at Pleasanton just a week ago Saturday, Bertrand won by one. They were ahead the whole game, double digits in the first quarter, and then had to hang on. Caleb Pritchard, who had 11 in the first half, just two here in the quarter, to Janacek, drives, shot no good. I think he's over the back. Noah, jump ball. Colin Janacek and Chance Younger tied up. The arrow will point the way of Bertrand, so they'll get the possession. 39-34. Pleasanton, 17 points in the first quarter and 17 points since. For Bertrand, they had 9 points in the second quarter. They got 14 here. To take the lead out to 5 on the low block, they'll get it to the big fella, Hunthoff. Kicks it out top for a 3, Michael Edgren, but it does not go. And the rebound brought down by Austin Pates. Bertrand has attempted 5 three-pointers, 20 for Pleasanton. Make it 21, and this one's good by Jason Nichols. Nichols with his first bucket of the ball game. 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's 39-37. The ball's stolen away. Pates, and he missed the layup. Missed the uncontested layup. Dahlgren will get the rebound. That would have tied it. Fast break to the other end, and Chance Younger scores. What a turnaround. A four-point swing. Still 12 seconds to go in the quarter. Between the circles, Janacek to Pates with 8. They don't have time to mess around. He's trying to call a play. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. Pates. No one to give it to. It's going to be a desperation shot at the buzzer, and it is way off the mark. Pleasanton just needed to shoot the ball. But nonetheless, Bertrand has played solid, and they lead it 41-37. We go to the fourth quarter after this on Classic Hits.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
We are back here at Cope Gymnasium at Kearney Catholic High School, where we are ready to go to the fourth quarter of play. And 13-6 Pleasanton trailing 11-10 Bertrand by a score of 41-37. And it will be Pleasanton ball to start the fourth quarter. Backing in is Janacek and Hunthoff. Sod, he came and stripped the ball away. Sixth turnover of the game for Pleasanton, second of the half. And Bertrand now on offense. Lob it into Hunthoff. Double team, has to kick it out on the left wing. And the jumper by Dahlgren is no good. Rebound brought down by Austin Pates. And at the other end, it's knocked out of Pates' hand again. Back-to-back turnovers by Pleasanton. Numbers aren't there for Nick High. So they'll slow it down. And kick it to the right side, trying to force it into Hunthoff. It's behind him. The ball is knocked away. The ball is loose. It's still loose. They're fighting for it. And a nice job to keep it alive by Tanner Nelson. He'll get it to Nick High. And across the timeline, Bertrand will get the ball back as it was tipped all the way into the backcourt. Robert Edgar into the baseline. Hands it off there to Nick High. A minute into the fourth quarter, the score has not changed. 41-37, Bertrand and a travel in the paint on Bertrand. At halftime, Kearney Catholic 27, Adams Central 19. Kennesaw winner tonight over Wilcox Hildreth. Minden defeated St. Cecilia 58-46. Ravenna defeated Wood River 106-43. And Loomis beat Axtell 45-29 here. Now Pate drives the left baseline off the glass and got it to go. 8 points for Austin Pate. 41-39. Bertrand's lead two with 6:40 to go in the game. Into the front court with it, Nick High between the circles. Bounce pass right side to Nelson. Tanner decides to take an 18-footer. It's off the iron, no good. Ooh, Hunhoff went in the air and got undercut, and he fell on the Pleasanton defender. Tolles is slow to get up. They have went one-on-one all night, and that looked like it hurt. The foul will be on Tolles. It'll be his second of the basketball game. He's going to come out for a moment. Darby is going to check back in. And it'll be Bertrand ball underneath their own hoop. Lob it into the right side High. Brings it to the high post. Off a couple of screens all the way to the left elbow. Trips, throws it up as he falls. Rebound being fought for. Out of bounds off of Bertrand. Well, both teams are trying so hard that it looks a little sloppy out there at times. Timeout situation. Three remain for Bertrand. Four for Pleasanton as we play this fourth quarter. Again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school hoops. We're back here again Thursday. Don't forget that that Kearney Catholic Adams Central game is airing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Inside, driving the hoop. Janicek couldn't get it to go. Rebound brought down by Brady Darby. Shot blocked by Calvin Hunhoff. Younger off to the races. He loses the handle on the shot. It's no good. Caleb Pritchard the rebound. Here comes Pleasanton, 2-on-4. It's going to be Janicek pulling up. He took a jumper. He shot an air ball, and it was all Bertrand players to get the rebound. That was not probably what Pleasanton was looking to do there. Rebound brought down there by Tanner Nelson. And the shoe untied out there, so they'll take a brief break. But it seems like each quarter, one of the teams got off to a slow start. Each team hit their first bucket of the third quarter, and then it went downhill from there for a little bit. Then they picked it up midway through the quarter. But here, we played 2 minutes and 15 seconds and have had one bucket so far in quarter number four. And that was a Austin Pate layup as he drove the baseline. Posting up Dahlgren, gives it back to Younger, and Younger couldn't handle the pass. Out of bounds it goes. That's the fourth turnover of the half, 15th of the game for Bertrand. Don't forget district girls basketball on Friday. We'll have Centura Blue Hill on Classic Hits. Litchfield Giltner on the Breeze, 94.5. Chance to tie here for Pleasanton or take the lead with the three. They get it into Darby. He's double-teamed. He's trying to gain control of the ball. Kicks it out to Pates for the three. It's going to be short. Long rebound grabbed there by Tanner Nelson, his third. Then it's stolen away, and another short shot missed by Pleasanton. Boy, they missed quite a few of those, and the rebound brought down by Robert Edgren. Brings it all the way to the other end. Takes it in the paint. Dribbles it off his foot. A travel call. Pleasanton from three-point land, 6 of 22 now. They've only made 2 of 10 here in this second half. That is not Bertrand's game. They've only attempted 5 the whole game. 5:02 remaining in this contest. The winner will play Loomis on Thursday night. 41-39 Bertrand, yet they haven't scored in the first 3 minutes of the fourth quarter of play. Up the floor with it is Pritchard. Gets the screen to Janicek. Janicek to the rack, and he's fouled. And now we've got a little discussion between the officials as to who the foul was on. It will be on Bertrand's Hunhoff. His second. We've had Hunhoff's at Loomis, Hunhoff's at Bertrand. They're going to say no shot, so on the inbounds they get it to Janicek. Blocked by Hunhoff, his fourth. They get it back out to Pace for three, no good. Long rebound run down by Bertrand. Younger trying to go coast to coast, and then he walks to the basketball. Chance Younger got the board, but then as he sprinted to the other end, tried to come to a quick stop, and is called for the walk. 4:41 to go. Nobody can score here in the fourth quarter. We've had one bucket. Trying to tie it up is Janacek. Gets all the way down the middle of the lane. Scoop shot up and in. Just his second bucket of the ball game. And we are tied at 41. And the Pleasanton fans, who we are sitting amongst, making a lot of noise here. And a timeout going to be called by Bertrand. They'll have two remaining. 4:23 to go in the game. We're knotted up at 41 on Classic Hits.
Plant smiles, grow laughs, harvest love. Rainbow Nursery is located between Bertrand and Loomis, north of Highway 23 on E Road at the home of Scott and Renee Davis. Rainbow Nursery offers many opportunities for you landscaping, unique plants, yard tours, presentations to many organizations on landscaping and nursery topics, as well as consultations. Rainbow Nursery has flexible hours to try and work around your busy schedule. So call before you make the drive and schedule an appointment to get everything you need for a beautiful yard and flower bed. Blessings to all of you Vikings from Rainbow Nursery.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Our producer engineer is Stacy Johns. I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Kearney Catholic High School. With 4:29 to go in the game, Bertrand has not been to state since 1996. The last team they played at state, Pleasanton, beat them by one. Here it's 41-41, Pleasanton to Bertrand. And Bertrand basketball out of the timeout. They post up Hunhoff, give it right back to the cutter. Edgren back to Hunhoff in the paint. The leader is up and in. Calvin Hunhoff now with 10 points in the game, and that's the first bucket of the fourth quarter for Bertrand. 4 minutes to go, 43-41 at the other end. Pace has it knocked away. There probably was a foul, but it's going to be a turnover instead. And Bertrand gets the ball back, leading it by two. Into the front court with it, Ryan Dahlgren being pestered there. Gets it on the high post to Hunhoff, who backs his way all the way to the hoop, scores again. I think Coach Newcomb said, get the ball to the big fella. Because there are no big boys on the Pleasanton basketball team unless they bring Cole Sheen in. 45-41. Down on the low block. Pleasanton tries a little of that their own. Janacek covered. Kicks it out to Pritchard for the three. It's no good. Pleasanton hits Cole Hold. Hunhoff with the rebound. His pass tipped out of bounds. .322 remaining. And back up by four. Back-to-back buckets by Hunhoff here for Bertrand. 45-41. And Bertrand has the basketball with Nick High. Picks his dribble up in the backcourt. Covered there by Janacek. Needs some help. Gives it off to Edgren. Robert into the front court to Younger. Now they've got a three-on-one. Underneath, they give it to the big fella, Hunhoff, who lays it up and in. Three straight for Hunhoff. And it's a six-point lead. That equals the largest of the game for Bertrand. Three possessions since the timeout. And three scores. Pleasanton only 2 points in the quarter. They need a bucket. Kick it out to Pritchard. High post to Janacek. He loses the handle. Fast break, Younger. They try to foul him. He missed the layup, but following the shot and putting it up and in is Robert Edgren. Pleasanton needs a timeout, and they'll get it right here. 2:41 to go in the game, and Bertrand has went on an 8-0 run to take a 49-41 lead. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all the vaccinations they need to stay healthy. Pleasanton Livestock also carries Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in today and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis, insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
Well, can Pleasanton put a run together here like Bertrand just did? 8 points since that timeout at the 4:23 mark. They did it about a minute and 40 seconds, eight straight points, and that's their biggest lead of the game at 49-41. Back cut Bertrand in the paint. They get it underneath the Tolles. He puts it up, missed it. He faked, got his man in the air, and then put it up too strong, and the rebound brought down by Calvin Hunhoff. 2:20 to go in the game. Bertrand with the basketball. Into Hunhoff again. Uses his dribble. Looks for the back cut. There's Nick High. He has to get rid of it. Swings it into the corner to Edgren. Back up top to Younger. They can run some clock here. 2:05 to go. They're doing a good job of it. Hand it over the left wing to Robert Edgren. Pleasanton still has two fouls to give. They might think about getting after the ball. Now they leave the big fellow alone, and Hunhoff missed the layup. Oh, then he got the rebound, and as he came down, he landed on a Pleasanton player, and they call the foul on the Bulldogs. It goes against Derek Tolles, his second personal foul. 15th foul. It will not be a free throw, though. That's the ninth rebound for Hunhoff, and the second time he's hit the ground hard. Man, that's a big, big boy to be hitting the ground. And Bertrand will throw it in underneath, but time now becoming the issue. Again, Giltner, the number one team in the state, is on the other side of this district, so getting out of this sub-district is going to be hard enough just getting to the district, but then you're going to have probably the best team in the state. And if not, Hartland Lutheran's over there too. Third foul on Tolles. 15th foul. And Bertrand to throw it into the baseline. Younger. He finds a wide open Michael Edgren on the left wing. They go in to steal the ball. They do steal it. Caleb Pritchard reached in, stole it, comes to the other end. He's fouled and he made the layup. Oh, you didn't want to foul him. He was trying to play good defense. And somehow that ball went in for Caleb Pritchard, who has a team high 15 points. And a chance to cut it to five with 1:47 to go. The foul, the second on Michael Edgren. 1:47 remaining. The 0-1 at the line for Caleb Pritchard. He puts this one up and in. Completes the three-point play. He's got 16. 49-44. Bertrand Pleasanton doesn't put any kind of a press on. Up the floor they come. They attack. They put it up. And High is fouled by Pace. He'll get two. It looked like Pleasanton was confused about what they wanted to do defensively. They were all looking at the bench. And then ended up not really covering anybody, and Pates had to hustle down the floor and commit the foul. So at the line, Nick High, he's 2 for 2 as a team. Bertrand is 6 for 6 at the line, and his free throw is no good. Isn't that the way it always goes? Don't forget at the end of the game, the Misco Sports post-game show. Second free throw up, and it's no good. In and out, rebound brought down by Derek Tolles. Plenty of time left here for Pleasanton. They get it to Janicek. High post Pritchard. 4-3. It's flat. It's short. It's no good. Long rebound. Goes out of bounds, and I don't know if anybody touched it. It'll belong to Bertrand. Pleasanton did not need that quick three. Great if it goes, but they didn't have to shoot a three. But they have shot 25 of them tonight. Problem is, they've only made six, and they're 2 of 13 in the second half. Hunhoff will hand it off on the left side to Younger, who gets into the front court. Swings it over to Robert Edgren. Down to Hunhoff. Spins, shoots, missed the shot, and they are going to call a blocking foul on Pleasanton. Sliding underneath was Clay Weber. The contact came after the ball was released. I would think this would be a 1-1, but that's not the call, and Hunhoff will go to the line for the first time tonight. 10 of his 14 points are in the second half, and Coach Brandon Kavan wants an explanation. The free throw is on the way. It's short. Second free throw now coming up for Hunhoff. It's on the way, and it's good. So Calvin gets 1 of 2, 7 of the quarter, 15 in the game, 50-44. Bertrand by 6, a minute 18 to go. Pleasanton into the front court. Open shot, driving in, drawing contact, and then they call a charge on Pleasanton against Hunhoff. Hunhoff takes the charge, It's Caleb Pritchard's fourth personal foul. 1:11 to go. And now Bertrand gets it into Hunhoff. The ball knocked away but picked up by Younger, and a double dribble called on Bertrand. That is the seventh turnover on Bertrand. They had 10 in the second quarter. They've had 7 in the fourth. The rest of the game they had 3. And a timeout going to be called here by Pleasanton. They've got 3 remaining, so this will knock it down to 2. It's getting exciting here at Cope Coliseum with 1:07 to go in the game. 50-44. We'll be right back. Bertrand has a 6-point lead.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
And welcome back to Cope Coliseum. One of my favorite lines from the fans is call them both ways. And then you look up and see that Pleasanton has 8 fouls and Bertrand has 7. It's Pleasanton ball down by 6. 1:07 to go in the game. Up top with it, Pates. Pates comes inside. He lost the handle. He had an opening. He was headed for it, and the ball bounces away. And a foul in the backcourt. Pleasanton had 5 turnovers in the first 3 quarters. They've got 5 here in the fourth. It does not appear to be their night. And we go to the other end to shoot a 1-1 with Michael Edgren. He's there for the first time tonight. The foul is the fourth on Colin Janicek. So Janicek and Pritchard each have 4. A chance to make it a 7-point lead here for Michael Edgren. He'll put it up, and it is good. 7 points for Edgren. 51-44. 57 seconds is all that remains. Bertrand trying to beat Pleasanton for the second time in 10 days. The second free throw is up, and it is good. Edgren hits them both. Up the floor comes Pleasanton. Pushing the ball is Weber. Weber looks for the trailer. Swings it over to Tolles. 3-pointer on the way, and good. Timeout, Pleasanton. Tolles went to the ground, hoping to get the foul as well, but that's the first 3 of the ball game. Excuse me, for Tolles, and the first one in the fourth quarter for Pleasanton. So it's 52-47 Bertrand with 50 seconds to go in the basketball game. Pleasanton doesn't have a 30-second timeout left. It should be a full timeout because they will have 1 remaining with 50 seconds to go in the game. We'll keep it right here as they try to decipher what's going on. But again, earlier tonight, Loomis was a winner, 45-29 over Axtell. They will play the winner of this game Thursday night, right here on Classic Hits. In other basketball action, at the half, it was 27-19, Kearney Catholic leading Adams Central. And you can hear that game on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. But here, 50 seconds to go. Bertrand has the ball, a 52-47 lead over Pleasanton after the Tolles 3. Full court pressure. Younger to get it in. They get it into High. Try to trap him in the backcourt. They jump. The ball is called a travel on Younger. He turned up the floor and ran right toward the Pleasanton player. Didn't expect to see him there, and Bertrand turns it over. Exactly what Coach Newcomb didn't want to see. They just got to hang on to the ball, take your chance at the free throw line. But the 8th turnover of the fourth quarter for Bertrand. Pleasanton ball underneath their own hoop. They get it into Weber. They've got to take their time here. Try to throw it up for grabs, and Hunhoff just runs underneath it and steals the basketball. So the teams exchange turnovers here, and a foul called. Each team just trying to give this game away right now, and Pleasanton fans can't believe it. They just got a call, and then they immediately give it right back. 37 seconds to go, and that's the 10th foul on Pleasanton. And so it's 2 free throws now for Michael Edgren, who is 2-for-2 at the line. And the first one is short, no good. So Bertrand has missed 4 of their last 5 free throws. Second free throw, let me correct that. Edgren was the last one at the line. Before that, it had been that way. The second one short. Rebound, Caleb Pritchard. Still a five-point game with 35 seconds to go. Up the floor with it is Pritchard, and then loses the basketball away, and a foul on Pleasanton. I've never seen Pleasanton lose the ball so many times driving into the lane. And the foul on Colin Janicek is his fifth, and it could be his last high school basketball play. A senior for the Bulldogs. Just 4 points tonight for Colin. Five rebounds. 30 seconds left. And at the line to shoot two will be Chance Younger, who only has 4 points tonight and has not been to the line. 30 seconds remaining with the last two Pleasanton possessions, turnovers. And Bertrand hadn't been able to do anything with it. The free throw is no good. Could they possibly get the ball back and a chance to make it a one-possession game? Second free throw now for Chance Younger, trying to make it a six-point lead, and he missed it. The rebound brought down by Caleb Pritchard. Up the floor, Tolles. Tolles in the corner to Weber. 25 seconds. Out top, Nichols. Nichols for the three. It's too strong. The rebound tipped around. Pates has it, but he's trapped. And did he call timeout? I think he did with 17 seconds to go, but that is Pleasanton's last timeout. You can say it's a costly one, but Pates didn't have anywhere to go. He was stuck behind the backboard, tiptoeing the out-of-bounds line on the baseline, and nobody was there to pass it to. So he called the timeout. We'll take it with him. 52-47 Bertrand. We'll be right back.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
For Bertrand tonight, they were 6 of 6 at the free throw line through three quarters. Bertrand is 3 of 10 in the fourth quarter from the free throw line and has turned it over 8 times, but Pleasanton has turned it over 7. Bertrand taking a long time in the huddle here, and Pleasanton, the official's not going to just hand it to him with 17 seconds to go and give him a layup that would make it a 3-point game. They need a 3. Inbound pass is tipped. The ball is loose, picked up, headed out of bounds, picked up Pleasanton. They still got a chance. Nichols swings it over to Pace. Ball fake, open 3, on the way. It's no good. Rebound to Hunhoff. Bertrand's going to win this game. Calvin Hunhoff stepping it up big time in the second half. 7 seconds remain. It's still 52-47, and it's been that way for about 4 possessions on each team. Hunhoff will shoot 2. And without a timeout remaining for Pleasanton, they can't stop the clock, so this game's over. Free throw up and in by Hunhoff. 2 of 3. 53-47. Caden Zwiener checks back in. Craig Newcomb talking to Chance Younger, telling him, do not inbound the ball if they make a bucket. Don't inbound the ball. Just stand there. Finally, a coach that instructs his team to just stand there. Free throw is no good. Rebound to Jason Nichols. Try to get it to Pace, and Younger actually steps in front and makes the steal. He holds the ball, and this basketball game is over. And Pleasanton's season will come to an end at 13-7. And Bertrand is now 12-10, and they will take on Loomis, who they lost to the second weekend of the season, 66-45. But Bertrand has come a long, long way, and they're playing some pretty good basketball here in the month of February. The final score, Bertrand 53 and Pleasanton 47. We'll take a break and be back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout.
The Bank of Bertrand thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. The Bank of Bertrand is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your banking, from commercial to professional. The Bank of Bertrand has everything you need to keep your farm, home, and business running. The Bank of Bertrand, member FDIC, an equal housing lender, very proud to sponsor this high school sports broadcast.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
And welcome back to Kearney Catholic, where it's time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports still taking care of the teams, schools, clubs, and organizations of the area and taking your orders, 728-5261, Misco Sports. Well, as we were just talking there during the break with some of the folks sitting around us from the Bulldogs side of things, you're so used to seeing Pleasanton Magic come back. Bertrand gave them numerous opportunities over the last 90 seconds to score and possibly tie or win this basketball game, and you're just not used to seeing Pleasanton not score or turn it right back over or make the mistake, and it just didn't go their way today. Dribbled the ball off the foot, couldn't get a three to go. Bertrand kept missing free throws, but in the end, it doesn't matter. The Vikings get a big win here tonight and head on to the sub-district finals against another rival in Loomis. It's a rival for both of these teams, but it's a non-conference rivalry. The team's just, the school's just 7 miles apart, and it'll be at 7 o'clock coming up on Thursday night here at Kearney Catholic High School, Cope Gymnasium, and we'll have it for you right here on Classic Hits. We will take a break and be back and look at the final numbers right after this.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Let's take now a look at the final numbers for the Pleasanton Bulldogs here on the Misco Sports postgame show. Jason Nichols hit a three-point bucket for his total. He had 2 rebounds. Austin Paints had 8 points, 4 rebounds. Caleb Pritchard led the Bulldogs tonight in his final game with 16 points and 4 rebounds. Colin Janicek, 4 points, 5 rebounds. Caden Zwiener, 2 points. Clay Weber hit a couple of threes, 6 points, 5 rebounds. Derek Tolles, 7 points, 5 rebounds. Brady Darby, 2 rebounds, and 1 point in the ball game for John Colsheen. 13 rebounds in the first half, 14 in the second half. Free throw shooting for Pleasanton, 1 of 4 in the first half. They were 3 of 3 in the second half. They just didn't get to the line that much tonight. 3-point shooting, 4 of 12 in the first half, 3 of 16 in the second half, and turnovers, 4 in the first half, 9 in the second half, including 8 in the fourth quarter. Pleasanton had 23 points at halftime, 24 in the second half, and the Bulldogs will end their season with 47 points, 27 rebounds. They were 4 of 6 from the free throw line, 7 of 28 from three-point land, 13 turnovers, and Pleasanton will end their season at 13 and 7. We'll look at the numbers for Bertrand right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
fiddling with the radio, hot coffee on my lap, and as wrong as it is, talking on the phone. These are all little distractions when driving. Hello, I'm Doug Keller of Eustace Body Shop. All of us know that little distractions, although they may seem small, can be the cause of a traffic accident.
Taking my car to Eustace Body Shop for repair was painless. They fixed it exactly when it was scheduled and lent me a car. I wouldn't go anywhere else.
Our experienced people are an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us on Facebook.com/Eustace Body Shop, where we take the dent out of accident.
Back on the Misco Sports postgame show, here's a look at the final numbers now for the Bertrand Vikings. Nick High, 6 points, 6 rebounds. Ryan Dahlgren, very consistent game for him tonight, 9 points, 4 rebounds. Michael Edgren, 8 points, 3 rebounds and a block. Tanner Nelson, he had 3 rebounds, a couple of really good hustle plays out there tonight as well for Tanner Nelson. Maybe more than that, but a couple that stick out in my mind, saving the basketball, making a steal for Tanner Nelson. Chance Younger, just 4 points tonight, but he had 8 rebounds, distributed the ball where it needed to go. Robert Edgren, 10 points, 4 rebounds. Also in the ball game tonight, Austin Ackerman had 3 rebounds, and Calvin Hunhoff, he had a solid second half tonight. He ends up with 16 points, 10 rebounds, both game highs, and 4 block shots. But 12 of those points and 5 of those rebounds came in the second half of play. 24 rebounds in the first half, 17 more in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 2 in the first half and 8 of 16 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 4 in the first half, 0 of 1 in the second half. Turnovers for Bertrand, 11 in the first half and 10 in the second half. Bertrand had 25 points at halftime. They scored 28 in the second half. And the Vikings finish with 53 points, 41 rebounds, a huge advantage on the boards. 10 of 18 from the free throw line. They were 4 of 12 in that fourth quarter. 1 of 5 from three-point land, 5 block shots and 21 turnovers. But Bertrand improves to 12 and 10 with a 53-47 win over Pleasanton. And they'll match up with the top seed of the sub-district, 16 and 5 Loomis, Thursday night at 7 o'clock. We'll take a break and be back with more on the Misco Sports postgame show and try and round up the coaches right after this timeout.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection, small craft and microbrews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
And welcome back to High School Hoops and the Misco Sports postgame show here on Classic Hits. We're joined now by victorious coach Craig Newcomb. We talked to him at halftime of our first game tonight because we hadn't seen you eye-to-eye play this year. And you were talking about how much the team has improved. And at times it looked like you were really good tonight. And at times it looked like both teams were trying to give the basketball game away. Congratulations on the win first off and finding a way to advance on.
Consistently inconsistent is what we've kind of been off and on throughout the year, and you know, with game of runs, and we had a nice run I think there in the early in the fourth quarter that kind of separated us, and we were able to withstand.
It wasn't early. You called the timeout. What did you tell them in that timeout? Was it specifically get the ball to Calvin, or was it something else?
Just be patient, run our offense, and let it happen. You know, we got to a point we want to, you know, look inside, but we were trying to force it and force stuff that wasn't happening. And a lot of times if we are patient, move the ball around, we catch them and we're able to get it on the shift or on the second or third pass, and they finally started doing that. You know, and Calvin finished some good shots in there. Some of them were putbacks that stayed with it.
He had a huge second half and scored 6 in a row to break that 41-41 tie, and you guys scored 8 points in about a minute 40, and that was the difference in the basketball game. You were shooting free throws okay, and you were 6 of 6 going into the fourth quarter, but then at one point, 3 of 10, ended up 4 of 12.
Yeah, and, you know, we do actually work on free throws in practice, and that's another part that's been you know, consistently inconsistent. There's games that we're 10 of 13, 13 of 18, and then the next game we can be, you know, 7 of 20. I mean, it's a little frustrating. We're 10 of 18 tonight. It didn't seem that good. We must have made quite a few early, but, you know, that run was enough to withstand our free throw shooting.
Well, and it was just a strange game. We started 17-16, both teams getting up and down the floor. It may have not looked like there were a lot of set offenses out there, but when you played 20, 22 games of the season, you're supposed to kind of know where everybody is, and it looked like we might have a track meet all night long. What changed? I know both teams started to turn it over a little bit, but what changed? Were there some changes out there?
I think maybe fatigue set in a little bit, so they kind of reeled it in a little bit, but you know, we try to tell the kids if there's an opportunity to push the ball on anyone, we want to push it. But at the same time, you know, we like to run the floor. And even if we don't get the layup, we want to make the other team run too, just to, you know, so they're not resting on the defensive end.
You have both teams, I would say, have a good balance out there. Both teams have about three kids that are going to get you some points. The role players are doing their jobs. And Chance didn't score a lot of points tonight, but he distributed the ball, and I thought when you brought Ryan Dahlgren in off the bench, he kind of got things under control there after that first quarter was so high-paced.
Yeah, those two, they're capable of lighting up the scoreboard, but they also have done a better job as the year went on of realizing when they aren't able to put the ball in the hole, they've got to contribute other ways. And like you said, Chance did a nice job of distributing the ball, and, you know, what he brings to us on the defensive end, just, you know, his hustle and ball pressure is huge because that alone can disrupt an offense.
Well, your ball club finds a way to hang on and win this basketball game because you forced a lot of Pleasanton turnovers there in the fourth quarter as well. I guess as I sit here and we've covered so many of games over the years, it's almost like Oklahoma back in the 80s. You just expected Pleasanton Magic to take over there when you guys kept giving them opportunities, and for this time it just didn't happen.
Yeah, hopefully we reversed the fortunes a little bit there. And, you know, I was not one bit relaxed until there were three zeros on the scoreboard because Pleasanton has some outstanding shooters and they can score in a hurry, and I've seen them score in a hurry. You know, they're a solid ball club. They've got a great bunch of seniors. I'm glad to see them graduate, but at the same time it's been enjoyable from just a basketball standpoint to watch those boys play.
You're going to get a team tomorrow in Loomis that likes to play a similar style, except they have a few more big fellas underneath. Now, those big fellas didn't do much offensively tonight, and as we said, you guys played way back in mid-December, so you've watched them play, you've watched them grow a little bit. What do you expect on Thursday?
I expect to be a battle. You know, it's, Bertrand, Loomis, you know, the kids get along good. There's obviously a built-in rivalry there. And both teams are going to go after each other on the floor. And you know, when the clock hits 0-0-0, whoever comes out on top, you know, we're going to slap hands with the other team. And, you know, it's back to the kids are, you know, kids and get along. I mean, it's a fun rivalry. It might be a little different for me not growing up in it. But, you know, it's going to be exciting.
Well, you watched Axtell pack a 2-3 zone and give them all kinds of problems tonight. Is that already in your game plan for Thursday?
You know, we have not played very much zone. You know, won't rule it out, but, you know, what's got us to this point is our defense and the man-to-man. And, you know, we, like tonight, we were able to do fairly well against a smaller, quicker team. When we played Southern Valley three times this year, they were a much bigger team and bigger than us, and we played man-to-man, and we just got to play position defense, whatever defense we get in, and just not give them open looks.
All right, Craig, we'll let you get out of here and get home. We'll see you back here on Thursday night.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Craig. Craig Newcomb, head coach of the Bertrand Vikings. They pull off the mini upset tonight by beating Pleasanton 53-47. They're the 3 seed. They'll take on the 1 seed Loomis coming up on Thursday, and they win the season series from Pleasanton 2-1. Other score update for you. We'll check that and wrap things up right after this.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the Central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-4000. 5261. Mesco Sports, serving Central Nebraska.
Handful of scores from earlier tonight. It was, of course, here Loomis winning at 45-29 over Axtell. Ravenna rolled Wood River 106-43. Minden, a 58-46 win over Hastings St. Cecilian. Amherst had a slim two-point lead at halftime over Litchfield. That was quite a while ago when we got that score for you. And don't forget that the Kearney Catholic and Adams Central game currently airing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Kearney Catholic had an eight-point halftime lead, but they're deep into the third quarter, and you can check that out on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, or Tri-City Storm Hockey on ESPN 1460 and 1550. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, they may have closed their downtown location in Kearney, but they are going to continue to take care of the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations just as they have the past 40 years with same great service. They're going to be there in the schools taking care of your clubs. If you need something from them or you've got a question, contact their main office at 728-5261. Again, in Game 1 tonight, Loomis got 14 from Kalen Anderson, 12 from Shane Sundquist, and 11 from Clay McNall. Axtell got 13 tonight from Jordan Miller, but Loomis pulled away of the fourth for a 45-29 victory. And Calvin Hunhoff, a big second half, ends up with 16 points, 10 rebounds, and 4 blocks as Bertrand beats Pleasanton 53-47. We will see you back here Thursday night at Kearney Catholic High School for Loomis Bertrand. For our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying good night, everyone.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports Presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.